Spread Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and today I'm with Radu Jude. I was presenting here in competition his new film, Haferim.
Hello.
So that's your third feature film.
The third.
And I watched everybody in our family, and there was the happiest girl in the world, and this is, in a way, in some way, is very different from your other film. So why did you choose to, let's say, change completely?
Well, I think the easiest answer is that my first two films dealt with personal problems or with issues that I was a witness to, and it was an end of this thing. So I felt it's the time to look around to some other parts of the reality than to my own life or problems or the life around me.
Would you give for our listeners a brief description, introduction of your film?
The film deals with a story of a policeman from the 19th century in Romania, in Valachia, as it was called back then, who goes with his son in search of a slave, of a runaway gypsy slave. And this story is just a pretext for us to investigate and to search a little bit in what we can call the history of mentalities, and how these mentalities, how these received ideas, as Flaubert would say, can go like a plague from one person to another, and determining a certain social reality afterwards. So it's a story, but a historical film, but the main theme is this mentalities, history of mentalities.
Yeah, so that was sort of a device to try and trace the roots, the origins of some issues, problems, or racism, or prejudice, or some other problems in the Romanian society, but not only Romanian society.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's is that a historian, philosopher from Holland, Johan Huizinga, who has a saying which I like very much. He said that if we research the past, we are only doing it in order to understand the next eras, the next centuries. We are not searching or researching the history only for itself, but for the present. So I think it's a connection between past and present, not very direct and not very simplistic to understand, but I think this liaison, this connection should be researched more and thought about more.
And why did you choose this style? Like, there's been said it's a combination of some Western genre elements with some tradition and historical tales from gypsy tales. So what did you choose to this combination?
Why? Well, you know, there was this advertisement in Romania a few years ago where a Swiss family was coming to visit some Romanians, and they were offering them Swiss chocolate. And the Romanian said, "Chocolate? But we have chocolate as well in Romania." And they were giving them, I don't know, Poiana chocolate, a Romanian brand, and everybody was happy eating this great Romanian chocolate. So I think it's the same with slavery and racial problems and Western style horses, and we have it in Romania as well. You see?
We have been talking, you know, in the past years about, you know, how great and is the new wave of Romanian cinema. And and you belong to this, let's say, how do you say the wave? Yeah, wave. But you weren't scared. Were you scared or afraid of with this film to try? Because you sort of break heavy rule by sort of doing, it has been said, a vintage film some ways, you know? You use some classical elements that we all know, and you use them in a totally different way, very brave and interesting, ironic.
Yeah. Well, I was not afraid at all, because I felt I have nothing to lose. I'm the lowest filmmaker from this so-called new wave, so when you don't have nothing to lose, it's easy to do whatever you wish to. And there wasn't a desire for me to break some habits or some... I don't even saw the latest Romanian films because I didn't have the time, so... I don't have a take on this. I just did the film I felt the desire to, and the story I felt the desire to tell, and that's it. If it's different or not, it's the job of the critics and historians and journalists to say if they find anything relevant to say about it anyway.
Talking about history, was it difficult to do the historical research to better portray the history, some elements that could be true and respectable of what happened?
Well, it was a great pleasure first. No difficult at all. I mean, I would have done it for 10 years, and I always saw that I would have liked to be a historian somehow. Of course, I'm not a historian. What's difficult is something else, because you have all the information from the past, and you must choose which to use. And are they true or are they not true? And this question of truth, it's something, is a concept very, very fuzzy somehow when applied to history. So this is why I decided to make the film as artificial as possible, in order to emphasize this idea of a subjective reconstruction of the past. It's not a reality, of course. It's my take, with the help of my historian consultant and of the books I read and the documents. It's my take on the past. If somebody has another opinion or another point of view, that would be great to have a debate or to, you know, it's up for discussion. That's the idea of making this film, to be discussed and to discuss the topics of the film.
Yeah, that's good, because I'm always curious about the creative process, because sometimes they say that it's very difficult when you're writing something or you're thinking about something to, for example, to accept other people's idea and to change what you thought about the film you wanted to do. But we were discussing some things before the interview, so I figured that you're not a person like that. That was my feeling, but you can tell me.
Well, it's true, but first of all, because we started the other way around. We didn't decide on a story or something. We decided on some theme, me and Florin Lazarescu, the writer. And then we started the research, and out of the research came the story. So there wasn't a clash between our intentions and afterwards findings. Only in some minor details that we fix it afterwards.
How did you work, and how do you work normally with your actors?
Well, I believe, I don't know why, I think there are many filmmakers and theater directors who say that the most important thing is the casting, and if you cast right the people, then it's easy to work with them. So I took great care in the of the casting process, and then it was really easy. No, nothing special. I just told them to do the actions and to say the lines, that's all. And I think they are good actors, so it turned out to be good, I think.
Do you think there will be a difference between the reception of the film in Romania and internationally?
Well, it's difficult for me to judge this topic. To be honest, I intended the film especially for a Romanian audience. Because many of the problems or of the situations in the film are specifically Romanian. The language is written with, I mean, the lines, the dialogue is written with great care regarding the language of the 19th century. There are a lot of literary quotes from the Romanian literature from that time. It's like an homage I pay to Romanian literature, to the beauty of some of it. So I really wish that the Romanian audience would enjoy the film. But of course, I think the problems are common to the human being, so I think anyone can relate in one way or another to them. So I hope it's going to be an international audience as well.
I read that you're already working on your next project, Scar the Heart. Can you tell me something about it?
Yeah, it's a project I really deeply love. It's a free adaptation of a book by Romanian Jewish writer Max Blecher, who died very young in the 1930s of a bone tuberculosis. And just a few years before he died, he wrote a couple of books dealing with his the sickness and his staying in the hospitals. And so it's an adaptation of this autobiographical novel, and it's a film about sickness and about dignity and about the mortality of people, and not least about literature and the beauty of his literature, which I want to offer it to the audience somehow.
Thank you, Radu Giudet, and good luck for your film.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.